The novel The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini has touched millions since its publication in 2003. The story of the lives of two boys from Afghanistan, it also has a connection to San Jose, California, which is the home of my next guest, playwright and professor Matthew Spangler. He'll tell us the story of adapting this epic book for the stage in San Jose and then bringing it to Tucson. It's the season opening production for the Arizona Theater Company. I started by asking Matthew to tell us how he first came across The Kite Runner.
Well, I teach courses in adapting literature for the stage at San Jose State University, and I also adapt literature professionally outside the university. So I'm always looking for new things to do, and I read The Kite Runner in 2005, 2 years after it came out. And I thought right away that it would make a terrific play. It's got a gripping narrative, wonderfully rich characters. So I contacted the author through a mutual friend, and we met at a Starbucks in San Jose. And I described to him the ideas that I had in mind for it, and he thought it sounded good, and we sort of went from there.
By that point, the book was already a bestseller. What did you see in it that others didn't? Had no one else approached him with the idea to do it on stage?
Well, there was another stage production of the first third of the book. For people that have read the novel, you'll know that it's broken into three parts. The first part is set in Afghanistan, the second part is set in California, and then the third part is back in Afghanistan. So there's a one-man show of the first third of the book. The actor is based in New York, and it's my understanding he performs for universities and school groups mostly. So that show was out before I had contacted the author. But that show doesn't cover the entire book. I think I was the first person to contact him about doing a play that would cover all three portions of the novel.
Well, with a story this epic in scope, how did you go about approaching it for the stage? Were there immediately decisions on what had to be taken away?
Of course. And of course, that's one of the hardest things about adaptation, generally speaking, is what you have to take out. This is about a 16 or 17-hour story if you read it word for word from the first page to the last page. And you can't have a 17-hour play. So you've got to find a way to cut out about 15 hours of material to boil it down to, you know, two and a half hours for the stage. And yet, when it's presented, it has to seem like nothing's missing. And that's sort of the art of adaptation, is finding ways to take things out in a way that the audience doesn't notice that things are gone. So you have to be very selective with what you take out.
Well, a lot of people, I think, when they first hear The Kite Runner being produced for the stage, question, well, how do they fly kites? Was that on your mind when you were working on the adaption?
Well, not really, because the kite flying scene for me is really one about the characters. The competition of the kite flying scene is a vehicle for the character drama that's being played out there. The drama between Amir and his best friend Hassan, who are both flying the kites, and Amir and his father. Amir's desperate to win this tournament because he wants to win his father's affection. So I knew that the focus wasn't really on the kites, it was on those characters. You know, I knew right away that I wanted to keep it focused on the language. We mime the kites on stage, but the actors are running around. I mean, it's very physically connected and embodied. But ultimately, you as the audience are watching the actors' faces, you're watching them relate to each other, more than you're watching kites cut each other in the sky. That's not really what the scene's about.
Once the adaptation was completed and you headed for the stage in San Jose, what were some of the most memorable moments for you?
Well, we did this show originally as a student production at San Jose State, where I teach. We did it in the fall of 2007 there as part of the theater season on campus. And then, of course, it was at the San Jose Rep in last spring in 2009. So I'm telling you that because for me, probably one of the most memorable moments was watching that student cast and watching that collection of 11 actors connect with this story, actors who themselves are not Afghan. You know, they're just our theater students on campus. And I was really surprised at how people can connect with this story who, you know, who aren't Afghan, who don't come from families of immigrants, and yet the story is so universal. There's something there for everybody to connect to. And I saw it in those student actors 2.5 years ago. So I'll never forget that. That was just amazing.
Tell us a little bit about the cast who will be appearing here at the Arizona Theater Company.
But they are fantastic. And all of them are the same cast that we had in San Jose, except two. So we have two new actors for the Arizona production that we didn't have at the San Jose Rep. And they're a fantastic group to work with. all of them are just amazing. I don't think I've worked with a nicer group of actors on any project I've ever done. And of course, the lead actor, Barzin, who plays Amir, the narrator, he's on stage the whole time. He's on stage for 2.5 hours, which is really amazing. I mean, it's rare. You never go to a show and see the actor on stage for that long. So when he comes out for his bow in the curtain call and you realize that he's been up there for 2.5 hours driving this story, he never gets a break. It's really amazing. It's just remarkable what he does with this role. But working with the Arizona Theater Company has just been fantastic. David Ira Goldstein, who directed the production in San Jose and, of course, is directing this one, is a wonderful person to work with. And people here have a real gem of American theater in him. He's got such a generous spirit, and he's wonderful with these actors. I can't imagine a better person to direct this show than him.
At the end of the evening, what do you hope that audiences are taking home with them from seeing The Kite Runner?
You know, one is, I think the book and the play are really well positioned to counter some of the stereotypes that we might have of Afghan society as Americans. Specifically, that Afghanistan is a country of war-torn huts, poverty, and terrorists. It's not that at all. This is one of the most diverse and complicated countries in the world. It's diverse because of its ethnic groups. It's diverse economically. It's diverse with its languages that are spoken there, as well as its political scene. As a second point, this is also a story about immigration. And we have a tremendous number of immigrants in the United States today, as many as we've had since the early part of the 1900s. And in some respects, this story touches on the universal aspects of immigration that everybody would experience, whether you're coming from Mexico, Ireland, Vietnam, or Colombia. You come to a place where you don't know the rules, you don't know the cultural codes, and you have to try to create a space for your own cultural identity within this broader American landscape that in many ways is indifferent to you, hostile to you, and you see that play out in this story as well. So those are two things I hope that audiences are able to take away, in addition, of course, to enjoying a story. I mean, it's a gripping story of, as I was talking about before, betrayal, friendship, love, fathers and sons. It's all those things, as well as it deals with these weightier themes.
The Arizona Theater Company's production of The Kite Runner opens this week, and it runs through October 3rd before it heads to Phoenix for a month of performances. We have a link for more information on the radio page at azpm.org.